plan something, but that we would come together and share some music, and that's what we're here to do today. We also heard Here's a Baseball in that set before Bria. Let's talk about this press release a little bit.
Okay, so there is this press release, which I very hastily read.
Likewise.
About the Hansman versus Neufeld decision by, I believe, the Canadian Supreme Court. Yes. And it is related to kind of reinforcing queer and LGBT plus protections, which is definitely a good thing, because it is Pride Month, and it is a slightly scarier one than most, which is a little alarming, but definitely a good thing to have. I believe that this is kind of strengthening laws against hate speech, which is nice, because at least in Vancouver, I think we've very persistently had some people in North Vancouver with banners at overpasses that say not very nice things, and hopefully this will make them stop.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully that will make them stop, although sometimes we need more than law.
Definitely.
I know that that there are a few different kinds of initiatives, because here in Vancouver we don't celebrate Pride until the end of July, sort of beginning of August, but typically in other places in Canada and elsewhere in the world, even Pride is typically the month of June, and so Vancouver is a little bit different than that, because we were trying to accommodate our friends from just south of the border being able to come up and kind of double celebrate Pride.
Is that really the history? I was always wondering why.
That's what I was told.
It sounds like it would make sense. I mean, we're very close to our friends in Washington and Oregon for sure.
Yeah, yeah. My understanding is that we as Canadians would go to Seattle or Portland, perhaps, and celebrate their Pride, and then they would come up, you know, kind of a month later and celebrate our Pride, and they'd get a double hit of it. And, you know, I'm sure over time those numbers made a real impact in terms of, you know, what it meant to have a larger community of solidarity, especially in the early days when, you know, I mean, now the Pride Parade is, it's a little wild, and there's a lot of people.
Yeah, and a lot of brands as well, as I noticed when I was at the Pride Parade last year.
Yeah, but in the early days, you know, it was probably nice to have a larger sense of community come together and support each other, you know, especially when things were a lot more volatile, mm-hmm. and a lot scarier to be out about and, you know, stand up for the things that you were identifying as and believed in and yeah. striving for.
So as things start to get scarier again, maybe that will have some positive impact of Vancouver's kind of extended Pride season.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe we can just not have things be scary.
We're all just trying to survive, but hopefully we will.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. All right. The the music. Let's get back to that. I found a band called The Gorgeous Dykes.
That's a very good band name. I know nothing about them, but
I don't know a lot about them, other than they're from Los Angeles, and they do kind of a indie house funk techno electronic thing, and I kind of liked this tune when I listened to it. It's called In Her Space from The Gorgeous Dykes here on Intravenous.
If I had just one piece of your heart, I could show you. Trapped in that room, but I crawled back. from the earth, nothing from the sea, not a God Almighty thing. I'm a midnight ride, storm bona fide, not flying. I'm an angel of the morning too. The promise that the dawn will bring you, you, you. I'm the one who can't be counted out. I'm the dove thrown into bed. I can roll and shake and rattle. I'm the moon's dark side. I'm the solar flare. The child of the earth, the child of the air. I am the mother of the evening star. I am the love that conquers all.
Alison Russell, Montreal-born Scottish-Grenadian-Canadian. She's a mother, a musician, a poet, a writer, mixed-heritage queer Black woman, and just has the silkiest sounds sometimes.
Very comforting. And before that, we had Hearts on Fire from Serena, who is a Colombian-Canadian musician from Toronto.
All female fronted or queer fronted artists on the show today.
We're really trying our best.
Yeah, I think we're doing a good job.
Absolutely. The board that regulates, I forgot what they're called, CRTC, they will be very pleased.
You know, part of our mission and mandate on the station here is to introduce you to music that, you know, maybe you're a little bit unfamiliar with, and you know, give you some new sounds to listen to. And some of what I've played today have been new sounds to me.
And yeah, definitely likewise. I have enjoyed all of your song picks, though.
Yeah, likewise. So hopefully you in our listening audience are you know, having those sort of ear perk ups as well. Maybe you're parked in the parking lot and can't get out of your car to actually get in the door to go to work because the music is so lovely this morning.
And if you are so ensorcelled, perhaps, we do put the lists of the songs that we play on the website, I believe, so you can always go and check that out.
Yep, I'll get those posted up later on today. Yeah. Tell us what's up next.
Next up, I think we have two songs with complimentary titles. My pick is Lawn by Devi McCallion. And she's a trans musician from Toronto and kind of a personal favorite. She has kind of a long panoply of names. She's released under a lot of names, and it's quite hard to keep track of. I think this was originally released under the name Yellow Bile, and it's from the album Whatever Vibes, and the song name is Lawn.
Yeah.
of me in the alley. Cupid shooting dandelions. Rusty railings, my boots slipping, my only feeling. Drinking dandelion wine. We are a three-legged race, a staring steeplechase. It's midnight, but we don't have far to go. Cupid singing dandelion hope.
Kind of an outside set there with the track from Kristen Hirsch off Clear Pond Road. That was Dandelion. And it followed up Lawn from Nat's Choice.
McCallion.
Yeah. Just a couple of minutes here really left on the show today. It went by very quickly, as it always does, playing music.
It's been a little thrown together, but I think we've just about managed, and we've had some lovely songs to make up for our lack of preparation.
We prepped songs. That was some work. Yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed some of the things, as I mentioned, that we've played, and, you know, can take these away and maybe add them into your very own playlists, however you choose to access music. Don't forget that there's lots of great music shows coming up on the station this afternoon, into the evening, all across the week. A little bit of something for everybody, depending on what your flavor is. We're going to leave you with a track from Atlas.
Yeah, and it's called Alarm, which is fitting because it's 11, and if you're not awake yet, you probably should be. So Thanks for joining us.
Got my eyes on a computer screen, trying to work my digits in. I fidget with my lettering, but never with my sentences. I pause and check the clock, and it appears it's 6 a.m. again. Another night wasted or another day finished, and my mind is steady running in place. I don't want to fall asleep because I got so much to say, but I don't want to stay awake and keep exhaustion at bay, because I'm presently just dead inside the bed where I lay. I might as well work now. Maybe it could suffice. It's more a method of confusion than a dip into life. It's like my body parts are planning out an intricate heist, except my mind has been logged in on a different device, and my session expired. I'm exceptionally tired. Every step is like fire straight from my head to my toes. See, I'm an excellent liar when I've slept the required 8 or 7 hours prior, but at present, I'm gonna go the fuck to sleep and, get some good night's rest. That sounds like a good plan. Well, good night. Okay, rise and shine. Hello to the ladybugs. Insert several other stupid phrases about waking up. Rub the sleep out of my eyes and view the clock that hangs above and hit the snooze a couple times to keep my hours later plus. Check my phone once, twice, three times, four, just so I can see the second I message my Mona Moore for a date or a small excursion.